Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, May 20th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Chicago's mayor now granting interviews to reporters only if they are people of color. Texas banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Europe opens its borders to vaccinated Americans. India sets a new record for COVID deaths. Tourists rank the best beaches in the USA. Also, are we a nation of wimps? But first, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot facing a growing backlash after confirming her office will only grant media requests to, quote, people of color journalists, unquote. The Democrat claims the move will increase diversity among reporters covering City Hall. Critics say the policy is a clear violation of the Civil Rights Act. And of course, it is racist. Ms. Lightfoot should be ashamed. Texas Governor Abbott signing new legislation that bans nearly all abortions after a pregnancy passes 6 weeks. The so-called heartbeat bill, the strictest limit on the procedure in the USA. Opponents of the law claim many women are unaware of pregnancy during the first month. The law in Texas will likely go to the Supreme Court. The European Union voting to remove travel restrictions for Americans who get the vax. Visitors from the USA must show cards before they depart for Europe. All 27 countries welcoming back tourists after an entire year of lockdowns. According to airline ticket sales, most popular destinations this summer, Rome, Paris, Athens, Greece. India, still the worst place on the planet for COVID. The country breaking a new record for fatalities. More than 5,000 people perished in less than 24 hours, but health officials believe the number is 10 times higher. That would be 50,000 people. New cases in India up 600% in the last month. A report from TripAdvisor revealing the country's top 25 beach destinations. Most can be found in Hawaii, California, Florida. The best stretch of sand, according to TripAdvisor, goes to St. Pete Beach in the Sunshine State. Other popular spots, Waikiki Beach in Honolulu, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, for those willing to brave chilly waters, and the occasional Great White. In a moment, America, the land of wimpy people? Right back with that.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am a baby boomer, as you may know, and my generation was raised tough, right? For example, I played high school ice hockey without a helmet. Yes, I know the joke. See what happened, O'Reilly? Here are some other fearless things baby boomers did. No seatbelts in the car. Nope. No child proofing. Dangerous playgrounds, two words, monkey bars, fire hydrant showers, walking to school, drinking from hoses, lead in everything from paint to toys, kids outside unsupervised, OMG, riding your bike without a helmet. Hitchhiking. Remember that? Hitchhiking? I hitchhiked all throughout Europe. Boy, do I have some stories to tell. Sending your little kid to the store with a note to get stuff. Sunbathing without sunscreen. Bad. That's bad, and I'm paying for it to this day. Just this morning, I had to go to the dermatologist to get another thing zapped off me. Wear sunscreen. But back then, back when I was raised, no sunscreen. In fact, they had those dopey little cellophane things trying to get more sun on your face. Remember that? Smoking in the boys' room. I didn't do it, but lots of my friends did. Playing in the street. Did that all the time. Stick ball in the street. Nuns who disciplined. Been there. Dentists who did not use anesthesia. The absolute worst. And playing tackle football without equipment. Not all baby boomers were that dumb and maybe you could say daring, but my crew was, and we survived. Most of my boyhood pals are not afraid of life, and I attribute that to our rather rough upbringing. Fear right now in America, very big. Many of us are afraid of a lot of things. Some of us paralyzed by fear. Overprotective parents. Come on, they're everywhere. They're legion. Now, I raise my kids to be smart, not afraid, to only take chances when a worthy goal was in reach, but not do foolish things. But I didn't tell them, ooh, a shark might eat you if you go in the ocean. I didn't do that kind of stupid stuff. Now, I wrote a book on all this. It's called Old School. It compares upbringings in the 1950s and 60s to what's going on today. The old cliche is the tough get going. And that has not changed. But it has diminished. There are no longer in this country a majority of tough people. Many of us are wimps. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing the Mob, the best-selling nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. With vaccines now available to anyone over the age of 12, nearly half of all American adults are fully inoculated. For music fans around the country, that means the return of live concerts. Before the pandemic, 60% of us attended at least one music event a year, spending on average $250 a ticket. Now, all of that stopped in March 2020, last year. Major acts like Beyoncé, Fleetwood Mac, Billy Joel, Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga all suspended their tours. Worldwide revenue for live music concerts dropped from $31 billion to zero in 3 months. Fortunately, most states are now allowing concerts at full capacity. Hottest tickets include the Dave Matthews Band, Justin Bieber, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Rod Stewart, Guns N' Roses, Jimmy Buffett. Stand-up comedy also making a comeback. Dates are scheduled for Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. According to a recent survey from Ohio State University, 80% of Americans plan on attending at least one concert event this summer. Also, Broadway scheduled to open in September. Biggest productions include Phantom of the Opera, Aladdin, Tina Turner the Musical, and Hamilton, which was an excellent show, I should say. If you are heading to a concert this summer, some new rules may apply. Madison Square Garden still requiring negative COVID tests or proof of vaccination. Other venues will prohibit the sale of alcohol. And here's something else you might not know. One of the biggest bands on the planet will return to America this summer. The Rolling Stones. These guys, they're pushing 80. I think Charlie Watts, a drummer, is over 80. Seeing Mick Jagger and his crew will set you back ready. $800. Oh. Now, I'm going to see James Taylor and Jackson Browne on one bill at Jones Beach. I'm looking forward to that. And I got to tell you, the tickets are a lot less than the Stones. Taylor and Brown should be a great show. I'm happy concerts are back. We'll be back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.